This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with Leeds and the news that the manager, Jesse Marsh, no one really knows, has been sacked. It doesn't really matter anymore, does it? Here's the reaction of some of the fans, former gaffer Simon Grayson, and of course, we managed to get the views of the once upon a time loaded editor, James Brown. You're joking. How did you manage to get that? We just did. We got him.
Marching on together. We're gonna see you.
Breaking news. It has now been confirmed that Leeds have parted company with head coach Jesse Marsh. He leaves Leeds fourth bottom in the Premier League with just 2 wins in their last 17.
You know, the reality is from the very, very beginning, I felt he wasn't of the level required. But like I say, you've got to, in a way, it's a good thing that they try to bring in new coaches rather than the same old people who get hired, fired and paid off.
Oh, we're just so easy to play against. All you have to do is sit back, wait for us to try and dictate the game and get on top. And then just counter-attack us because we've got nothing in the full-back areas at all. Look, we're playing a centre-half at 6'2" at left-back.
You can't win 2 games in the last 17 and move up the table, can you? So, yeah, I'm glad he's gone.
I think it was always going to be very difficult, whoever took over from Marcelo Bielsa, because he's held in such high regard and he was loved by every supporter. So one, there was a mixed bag of opinion that he should never have left in the first place. So it's going to be very difficult for who came in to be as, never mind a level par with him, but anywhere close to him would have been sort of a success.
Let's get the views now from the former Leeds defender. Danny Mills joins us on Drive. Some Leeds fans would like to see the return of Bielsa. Would that be a good or a bad idea?
Well, he's only just got back on the plane, hasn't he, after speaking with Everton.
Yeah.
And wanting to run their under-21s for something like 11 million quid a year and let his other coaching staff do the first team. He might come back from Buenos Aires, perhaps, just have a quick meeting. I don't think that would be the right appointment. Bielsa Ball was tremendous. It was fantastic. But it does have its flaws. And I don't think that's what you need to get out of a relegation battle. In fact, you know, that's what got him into a relegation battle in the first place. You know, it's very, very difficult to play that type of football. You're down the bottom of the league because you don't score enough goals and you're conceding goals. Simple as that. And you've got to address one of those situations. And you look at, whether you think it's right or wrong, you look at the appointment of Sean Dyche at Everton and you're thinking, well, he's going to stop conceding goals. He's going to make them very, very solid. If Bielsa comes into Leeds, they might score one or two more goals, maybe, but they didn't do that last time towards the end of his tenure and they're going to concede loads. So is that going to improve them? I'm not so sure, but I mean, incredibly strange. What, 48 hours to go away to Manchester United? That could be an absolute, that could be disastrous for Leeds.
Do you know what? I'd bring back Bielsa, would you? I'd seriously consider it. Imagine what that would do to that place.
Would you get a new manager bounce, or are they still dealing with the hangover of the Bielsa era?
I see that argument, but imagine if they brought him back. Imagine how crazy Ellen Road would be.
I know, but I don't know if Leeds fans are over it.
Carlos Corbrand's another possible. Alex just floated, who worked with Bielsa at Elland Road. Would you have Corbrand?
Yeah, popular figure, but, you know, getting him out of West Brom when they're on the upturn and probably destined for the Premier League with a chequebook to suit. I don't see him leaving there.
Now, the Premier League has charged Man City with more than 100 breaches of its financial rules following a 4-year investigation. The Times chief sports reporter Martin Ziegler outlined the seriousness of the charges.
There is no doubting the severity of this. This is nothing like this has ever happened, has it, in English football? Nothing like it. And I think if half of these 100-plus charges are proved, then there will be the other clubs will sort of expect that they're relegated. I can't really see any other. You know, it's across 14 seasons, so 9 seasons of breaching financial regulations and 5 seasons of not cooperating with an investigation. I mean, it just doesn't get any more serious than this.
Simon Jordan has long noted that UEFA's investigation was thrown out on a technicality. If they're found guilty, he wants City to be properly sanctioned.
I hope that the transparency of the situation comes to the fore and people that do wrong, whether they're Crystal Palace or Manchester City, are consequence for it. This is quite a comprehensive scenario where you've been investigating for 4 years. You've got 10 seasons before Man City changed their direction and started to trade players. We see a difference in Man City in the last couple of years because they've traded players for a profit. Previously, they did not. And they didn't have the revenue, in my view, to be able to compete with financial fair play. They're not the only club to have this question to answer. You know, with greatest respect to Nasser Al-Khelaifi, I think PSG have questions to answer as well. But the point here is that the Premier League have surprised me. Whether this has the teeth that on paper it looks like, whether they're going to take it to its natural conclusion and really push hard, and whether they're going to get rid of conspiracy theories like people like Pep Guardiola positioned last week that 9 football clubs wanted Man City booted out of the league and all that sort of stuff,
yeah,
is a different question. But what it does is it puts the cat amongst the pigeons now, doesn't it, in the Premier League.
On now to a bit of Queensbury rules and boxing, and Anthony Joshua will face Jermaine Franklin on April the 1st at London's O2 Arena as he begins his comeback following back-to-back defeats to Alexander Usyk and, well, Alexander Usyk. Here's TalkSport boxing pundit and the former European champ Spencer Oliver reacting to the announcement on my show Andy Goldstein's Drive Time.
Usyk fights, as you said there, you know, it took a lot of confidence out of Anthony Joshua. The confidence is a massive part of boxing, you know. It's like 80% mental, 20% physical. If you think back to 2017 when Joshua boxed Klitschko,
yeah. You
know, the thriller that he had against Klitschko. I think, had he put that performance in against Usyk and boxed with that rawness that he had against Klitschko, he may well have beat Usyk, if I'm totally honest. But, you know, when he boxed Usyk, he was sort of like a little bit hesitant with his attacks, and you can't do that, you know, at elite level. So it's all about, yeah, this is more about seeing, going back to the drawing board, as done for Anthony Joshua, going over to America, trying to reinvent himself with a new trainer and try and install that confidence that he once had. So Franklin will bring it, you know. He's a guy that not a lot of people will recognise, and not a lot of people will, you know, give Anthony Joshua credit for taking this opponent, but he's a live opponent. He's a dangerous opponent. So, you know, I'll give him credit for that. And I think he's entitled to that. You know, every fighter, when they're coming back, has to try and rebuild. And Franklin, for me, you know, I think he fits the bill. You know, I think he's a credible opponent. And I think he proved that against Dillian White. Anyone that never saw that fight, he lost a split decision to Dillian White back in November. But he pushed Dillian all the way. A lot of people felt he won that fight. So it gives you the understanding of where he's at. And we've got to remember with Joshua as well, he's at a stage now where another loss is seriously damaging to his career, you know, because he's a guy that wants to box at elite level. So you've got to allow him this one to come back, try and reinstall some confidence before maybe boxing Dillian White in the summer and then looking to go and box someone like Deontay Wilder or someone of that sort of caliber in the winter. So, yeah, I understand it, and I think it's a good fight at this stage.
Spence, that might be the longest answer I've ever had in like 14 years of broadcasting. That's a great
Randy, answer. As you know, mate, I just love talking. So, I mean, there was more, but I thought.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Danny Kelly, Danny Murphy and the Suns, Sean Custis on kickoff.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, that's me. I can't be bothered doing that joke 1,000 times. This is Danny Kelly.
Thank you very much.
No, that is me. I probably can be bothered doing it 1,000 times, but this is Danny Kelly.
Danny Murphy, look, you played in Liverpool midfields. And I put it to you, sir, that Naby Keita, a teenage Bajicic, and a 32-year-old Thiago Alcantara is not good enough for the Premier League.
Thiago, if you're going to play him, and I'm still a huge fan of Thiago, you have to play him with two. If you're going to play midfield three, he's got to play with two people who've got legs because he's not as athletic. That's the one area of his game that is his weakness. So you need to have two lots of legs around him. And I'm still surprised that every time I see a Liverpool team sheet, I don't see them train. But I don't care how he's training. Henderson plays every game for me. Still. He is the heartbeat of the midfield. He's still got the legs to do it. And for some reason, he keeps leaving him out. And now I know Fabinho's had a tough time, but when you've got players who've done 2 or 3 years brilliant seasons for you and been consistent, allow them to go through their bad spell and put them back in. The young lad's not as good as Fabinho, of course not. Yet throwing him into a team that's struggling and expect him to shine, it's not going to happen. So I think some of his decisions have been a bit strange recently, but the players have to take some responsibility. I think it all stemmed from the start of the season where there was a bit of an arrogance, a little bit of a comfort zone, a little bit of a complacency about the Liverpool team that set them on this road. Then the injuries kick in, the confidence has dropped, the criticism comes and they're struggling to get momentum. But can they redeem themselves? Well, they've got to, because when I say redeem themselves, I mean improve results, not getting the top four, that's gone. They have to, because I'm telling you now, they're not going to get rid of Klopp.
No.
And I tell you now, he's going to have a clear out with some of these lads the way they're performing. It looks like he's at the end of his tether with some of them.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us at 7, it's Sheffield United against Wrexham, FA Cup fourth round replay on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.